Chad and Ballsy Daily. With material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf and stuff they could never get away with on the air, listener discretion is advised. Yeah, the boss told me to say that.
All right, we're here with the mayor, Michael Fugere, and today it's Wednesday, and it's not just any other Wednesday. It's legalization of marijuana. Are we in for Armageddon, Mike?
Could happen. No, it's like Y2K. It's like it it's a big day.
Right.
Years and years waiting for it, and when it happens, you go, is that all?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think much is going to change.
How did the city have to get prepared for this? What fell under your jurisdiction?
Well, we had to do the zoning bylaw. So where can these stores be open?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where is it safe to be open? And we looked at commercial areas. We're going to do a downtown district and the warehouse district. Those two areas have a possibility of having an outlet. And then down commercial areas like Albert Street are examples as well. So
Right. They
have to be away from schools and where kids congregate, parks, those areas. So it's not influencing kids unnecessarily. So we've done all that. That's all in place. Each location's in varying degrees of being ready, but so they're ready to go.
Right.
As the face of the city, Mayor Fugere, do you have any concerns about what's going to be taking place? Not necessarily today, like Chad said, it's a Wednesday, but just over the next little bit.
Well, you know, I think it's inevitable. We now have the law in place, so that's going to happen. I think we've been rushed to do it. I think it's a bit unfair to push October being an official date. I think we need to make sure we're okay. For the city of Regina, we're okay. But in terms of the police service and roadside checks, we're still not there yet. And I'm concerned about safety in the streets to some degree.
Yeah.
And people hopefully will be responsible and not be smoking cannabis than driving. That would be a big issue for me. But overall, I think we're ready to go.
Right. Mayor Michael Fugere joining us. And you're right. I think a lot of the responsibility goes on to the citizens.
Oh, it does, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and it's like anything too. Like I don't, you're not in the law, but I imagine like you smoke on patios or whatever. You can't just go and light up anywhere you want.
You can't. So the smoking of cannabis is the same as smoking for cigarettes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Same, you can't smoke in public areas. You can't smoke in a restaurant. In your home, it's fine. So the same regulations there. Now, if the province decides to make it tighter, we'll change our bylaw. But right now, it's the act of smoking, whether it's cannabis or tobacco or vaping, it's still the same activity. So we have the same kind of restrictions.
Yeah, and it should be noted, edibles are not legal yet, guys.
That's right.
They won't be for a while either.
That's right.
So exactly. There won't be any edible muffins or anything up in Michael Fugere's office. So don't even
will
stop
not
by.
Be. They will guarantee you that.
Well, by edible, I mean marijuana based. If you want to bake some yourself, just regular muffins, I'm sure we'll come up for a visit sometime. Hey, thanks for stopping by. We appreciate it.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
In a garden of Eden, baby. Bunger over and out.
Well, pot is legal, and we're going to head out to Calgary right now and say hi to our friend Chris Ford, a host of The Cannabis Show. How you doing, Chris?
What? No, I'm doing good, man. Doing well. Yeah.
Yes.
It's a big day.
It is a big day.
Prohibition is over, baby.
Yeah. So I've never smoked pot before, Chris. What am I in for? Like what am I in for, man? Like and
well, nobody's telling you to go smoke cannabis. Okay, that's first off, Ballsy. Nobody's telling you to do it or anything like that. Actually, I come from the medical. I've worked in the medical cannabis and stuff. So a lot of people, and they don't want to talk about this on the rec side, but, you know, hey, on the medical side, people come in and use it for anxiety, which I do. And that's a CBD, which is non-psychoactive. But, I mean, if you're getting high for the first time, you might not even feel anything.
Right.
When I was 18, 25 years ago, it took me like 9 times.
Jeez.
And we still get that today as well. But, you know, anyone who's starting off with cannabis, whether it's an oil like what you ingest, or if you smoke, just start really low. You know, one hoot.
Yeah, let's not go too heavy here. It can get a little crazy. Yeah. For all the people out there, though, who are expecting reefer madness, Chris Ford of The Cannabis Show, what can we expect? I mean, it's crazy what some people think is going to happen today.
Oh, yeah, no, and pretty much nothing. And let's be honest, you know, like if you smoke a joint and you're really like impaired, well, then you're an a-hole because you're driving impaired. But other than that, there's not going to be mass hysteria on the streets. I think if anyone, I mean, especially cannabis smokers, they're just going to be happy to go home and, you know, light up and not worry about people getting in trouble from other people and stuff.
Knocking their doors
down. Well, I thought today's like Halloween early. Like you go around to homes with your pillowcases and they hand you cannabis. I thought isn't that what happens?
Well, it could be Halloween for adults. I mean, I think you're allowed to have up to 30 grams. You're allowed to buy purchase up to, I think, up to 30 grams.
Right.
So are you allowed to gift it too? Like, you know, Halloween, Christmas is going to be fantastic. 21-19 and over.
Yeah, well, we'll see about that. You know, I love it too, because even Ballsy here, it seems like he has the mentality that pot smokers are all about Doritos and Led Zeppelin backwards. But I know you're involved in the cannabis community, the Cannabis Show on YouTube. Tell me, it's not like that, is it?
No, it's not. And it kind of is, like, when you first start, like, you know, when you're, like, you know, in your early 20s and stuff, like, But actually, like, a lot of cannabis smokers or people who use cannabis are actually quite healthy.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, really, if you don't want to get fat, don't eat sugar. You know, it's got nothing to do with cannabis. And actually, it does. The government won't tell you this right now in the rec world, which is fine. No, well, it's not fine. It's pathetic because they're still trying to do, you know, trying to scare people and stuff. But actually, it's got like a million really good benefits for health benefits and stuff. But again, like anything, you know, I mean, if you take too much, just stay home, sleep. And,
right. That's right. Exactly. Chris Ford of the Cannabis Show. Again, you can check it out on YouTube, a new episode every week. Let's wrap this thing up by just summing it up. What good is going to come out of the legalization of marijuana?
Human rights, man.
Yeah.
It should never have been illegal in the first place. There was no need for it. It's been just a big pawn. It's been a lie. It's been a fraud. And I mean, you do any research you want on it. It's just human rights. Let's get back to how it was. And it's going to really help people's lives. It's going to get people off the opioids, which they got a problem about. And that's on the medical side. But I mean, hey, I'd rather smoke cannabis on a Friday night than drink a crap load of beer.
Yeah, and let's tax the heck out of it and build some things. That's what I say.
Let's do it.
Chris Ford.
Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, Chris Ford, we appreciate it. Thanks. But again, the Cannabis Show on YouTube, new episode every week. Thanks for taking some time and enjoy the day.
Yeah, you too, man. Love the wolf.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I'm tight, out of sight, and in the groove.
All right, our police chief, Evan Bray, is here. Evan, like, I watch Blue Bloods. Tom Selleck, like, he comes with the detail and a driver and everything. Yeah, you just drive up yourself.
Yeah, that's right. It's a different budget we work with here in Regina than Blue Bloods, I can tell you that.
Hey, now, you used to work at the Wolf, at 104 yeah. Magic, right?
Yeah, it was Magic 104.9. Then it became Hot 105, and then the week that I started police college, this station became the Wolf.
And here you are.
And here I am, back on the airwaves.
And I bet you miss it, don't you?
Actually, I kind of do. I kind of like sitting here behind the microphone.
All right, that's good. Stacks and stacks of wax. Evan Bray is here joining us. So it's here, legalization of marijuana. Are you guys ready?
Yeah, we are ready. You know, I've been telling people there's not going to be a bump-free ride on this. We're all going to be learning together. There are lots of questions around where it's legal, what's legal, where can I purchase it legally, how can I drive it home, can I smoke it in my car? Right. Those types of questions we get a lot. Really, I think our focus is keeping the streets safe and keeping it out of the hands of youth. And today, out of the gates, it's not hard out of the gates. There's not going to be a focus on enforcement. Really, the focus is on communication and education, trying to help people understand how this applies to them, how it applies in our community, and really, again, how we can keep the community safe.
We're here with Police Chief Evan Bray. We were talking with Mayor Fougere earlier, and I said it comes down to the citizens, right? It's your responsibility to keep everybody else safe.
Yeah. You know, there's a recent survey that was done that said 82% of adults have said that they will likely not consume marijuana. Yeah. So there'll be a large portion of the population who don't consume now or prior to legalization and won't be after. But those that do, I would suggest maybe have been recreationally consuming before it was legal anyway. And so really it's about understanding the law and focusing on that. Youth is a big part of this, that we want to make sure that we protect the youth, protect it from falling in the hands of youth in our community. Right. And then along with that is obviously keeping people safe on the roads.
So how do you do that, the youth angle? Well, how do you crack down on that?
I think, first of all, the law is really structured in a way, keeping it away from schools and playgrounds. There's some pretty stiff fines for people if they sell to minors or if they sell to youth. And I'm talking, you know, financial fines in terms of tickets, but you could also go federally with a criminal charge as well. So
right.
I think they've got some deterrence in place to try and prevent that. But it comes down to a citizen obligation. We have to focus and say, this is something that we want to do as our community and protect it from falling into the hands of youth.
And you're going to get some bozos that, you know, they go out for people go out for smoke breaks and just smoke, you know, publicly as smoke breaks. You can't do that with marijuana, but you'll get some bozos like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting. That's the first time I've heard the use of the word bozos in about 20 years, but good job.
Last time you were on the radio.
Dusts them off a lot.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's obviously there's restrictions in public where you can smoke, and that's going to be part of our education process to the community over the next, whether it's week, 2 weeks, 1 month, 2 months, I don't know, but continuing to help people understand where it can be consumed legally.
And my last question for you, I don't know if you have another one, Chad, but it's the gray area with regards to impaired driving, that type of thing, you know, because you know, does marijuana stay in your system longer than booze? And how does that affect somebody that's driving? You know,
right.
They smoke it on a Friday and then they work like on a Sunday or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, I think what we've been told by Health Canada is that the impairing effects of marijuana can linger in your body for 24 hours. Now it can stay in absorbed in the fat cells in your body for up to 30 days. But is that mean that there's impairing effects to it? Likely not. We just ask people to be responsible. It's very much like alcohol, an individual thing. Some people have more tolerance than others, and so we need people to be very careful and understand that if you smoke, you shouldn't drive.
Well, and another thing I saw today, I think this is a great way to wrap it up, is just because it's legal doesn't mean you have to smoke it. And
right.
That's something everybody needs to remember.
Yeah, that's right.
Thanks.
All right, thanks, fellas.
Want an intro song?
I'd love to. Except the last one I did was Milli Vanilli.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.